1-800-387-3637.
The agency stands ready to confront the problems that occurred, hold accountable those who acted inappropriately, be open about what happened, and permanently fix these problems so that such missteps do not occur again. We will be open and transparent with the American people. And third, we will operate in close consultation and cooperation with the Inspector General and Congress. There was a fundamental failure by IRS management to prevent this inconsistent treatment and ensure that it was halted once management became aware.
Liars, spies, swabs, and moving to find happiness. Hey, everybody. That's what we're going to talk about this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. If you just flip me on for the first time, stick with us because I think you're going to dig it. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right. You can have an opinion on this show, and I'm going to give you the digits in just a minute. You just heard Danny Werfel, not a quarterback, but the new head of the IRS. He's saying enough is enough. Pretty much the buck stops with me. Accountability, he tried it right from the start. He's only been there 12 days. He kicked Lois Lerner to the curb. She was, after all, overseeing the nonsense that was going on in the Cincinnati IRS office, where they targeted Tea Party groups who were looking for tax-exempt status and other conservative groups. So now the investigation continues. But he tried to boot her. She wouldn't go, so she's on paid administrative leave, and he's looking into a whole bunch of other things. I like the fact that he's saying, I'm just going to tell you that something's rotten in Denmark, and I'm going to fix it. So let's see. He's on the clock. Let's see if he fixes it. Speaking of the IRS, House Republicans are trying to move the focus of the whole investigation from the rogue agents, that's what they're being called in Cincinnati, in that office that Lois Lerner was heading in that particular department, away from that, and instead moving it to Washington and the administration. So the House Ways and Means Committee are looking at Joseph Grant. Who's Joseph Grant? Another IRS dude who retired on Monday. It's convenient retiring, administrative leaves, whatever works. And they're looking to see if he was one of the people that targeted conservative nonprofits. His name is out there circulating. So there is blood in the water. Daryl Issa, the congressman who's not letting this one drop, and the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, is saying that the IRS actions were directly being ordered from D.C. So we can keep talking about Cincinnati all we want, but who called the shots in Washington? So he is a key cornerstone to seeing this whole house of cards, I think, come down. Maybe. He was the head of the tax-exempt and government and entities division until he decided to leave the IRS. Oh, time to leave the IRS. Time to retire. Gonna go play some golf. Because I don't want to have to answer any questions. How convenient. So he dumps out, and so did the IRS. Commissioner Steve Miller, as you know, and they're the only two that officially stepped down since this whole scandal blew wide open. Grant was the guy running the show, so you'd have to assume, as I said, somebody in Cincinnati got the word from on high as to what they were supposed to do, that they were supposed to look for words like Tea Party and Patriot, and they were supposed to send questionnaires looking for more information, or what they call slow walking the formal approval of group applications. So just slow it down, gunk up the works, don't give it to them right away. We know Lerner is involved in this. She wouldn't testify, Miss Give Me the Fifth, instead, and she didn't want to incriminate herself, so she's on that leave. The Justice Department is looking into the criminal side of this as to what the treatment was for conservative nonprofit groups and all that kind of stuff. But, of course, it's just in its initial stages. What's interesting is Danny Werfel, who you heard at the top there, who's the new guy in town, He's the new acting IRS commish. He singled out Grant and Lerner as part of the group, saying that they got tens of thousands of dollars in performance bonuses, even when that whole targeting thing was happening in Cincinnati. So the exact money they got, Grant, who just retired, got $84,000. So this is performance money. Lerner, $42,000. So two key people involved in this scandal both got cash. That's nice, huh? Brutal. I hope they take him down. I do agree with John Boehner. Who's going to jail? We need somebody to go to jail. Somebody has to answer for this. And I know ICE in the past, listen, I know he can be a blowhard at times. I know that he can throw out a bunch of things that sometimes don't seem like they have factual basis. But I'm going to say he's right on this one. He is. He's playing politics or whatever. It doesn't matter. He's right. This is the right group to focus on because they screwed the people that were applying for that tax-exempt status, and that's not right. I don't care if you're a lifelong Democrat. It happens to Democrats, too. And by the way, it did happen to some Democratic left-leaning groups, even though most of the focus was on anything considered to be right-wing. So they look for specific words, anything with patriots and Tea Party, especially we keep saying those words because that's where they were really, really, really looking. All right, coming on the flip side, you can certainly throw in your two cents. You think somebody needs to go to jail for this, or should we just stop bleeding money, stop these investigations, and move on? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. As I said at the top, spy is the other part of this. And when I say spy, I'm talking about Bradley Manning. Now we are in the middle of his court-martial. And the prosecutor is saying that Manning leaked stuff that puts soldiers at risk. So all the goodies that he gave to Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, which, of course, all of us read it and said, what? They did what? They said what? A lot of it was blacked out the second time around, not the first time, because there were some informants, I'm sure, that were lost their heads or were slaughtered or had their families slaughtered. So that was a big faux pas by Assange and WikiLeaks. But to open things up, the prosecutor said on Monday that Army Private Bradley Manning harvested, is the word he used, a trove of this classified documents from secure networks and made it available to enemies, knowing he would cause harm. And that's just the way this rolls out. So what do you think? Is he a scapegoat? Is he a hero? Some people are saying he's a hero. Because why should the government have these secrets? Why shouldn't we know it? Or is he a traitor? And does he deserve to have everything they could possibly throw at him thrown at him? I think the prosecution has an easy job here, and I believe he gets life in prison. He's not even 25 years old, and that's what he's looking at. He's looking at life in prison. I'm certain of it. Unless there's some wild card that comes into play that I haven't seen. How much stuff did he pass on? 700,000 government and military files to WikiLeaks. Woo, that's a lot.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey safety system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654, or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Information dump or leak in U.S. history. Now, finally, Bradley Manning, his trial begins. There are a lot of people that think Bradley Manning is a hero because he released information that should have been out there, and good for him. There are other people that think he's a traitor and other people that think that he's a scapegoat. See, I don't think he can be a scapegoat to me because that means you're just giving him the claim of innocence. Well, I had no idea what I was doing. I'm sitting here at my job, and I had access, or I gained access, to 700,000 different pieces of classified info, and I just shoved it all out there. So I'm sorry. I know there are people that think he's awesome and kick the administration, and we should have that out there. And look what the State Department did, and read these memos. But for goodness sake, as much as we want some transparency, where's the line between what's classified and what's not? That's why I think it's always interesting when presidents unclassify certain things. Remember the movie Argo, and ultimately the CIA guy who helped the six different Americans escape Tehran and get out of that situation because they weren't there with everybody else. They were instead at the Canadian embassy when things were really on fire in Iran, and they would have been slaughtered. They would have been hung up. So he risked his life, even if it was a little bit exaggerated for Hollywood. And he got that little, yeah, the CIA does the stars on the wall because it's secret. That's the whole idea. Well, it gets unclassified, and what a brilliant thing that was unclassified, that Carter knew at the time what was going on. They couldn't do that. So the Canadians took credit for it, and they went from there. And the key thing is they got the Americans out, and then ultimately becomes unclassified. But that's harmless. I mean, that's a positive story. That's somebody risking their life. That's an agency going in. That's a series of things that had to happen to make that kind of an ending, right? In this case, you have Manning, who dumps all of the classified stuff onto the internet, just out there for anyone to see. So, opening statements at the trial for this thing include Captain Joe Morrow, who says Manning's case is about what happens when arrogance meets access to sensitive information. So, the prosecutors are obviously trying to nail Manning for helping the enemy by supplying the documents and getting the life sentence. They're going for the life sentence. Manning, his defenses, he released the material to WikiLeaks to expose the military's bloodlust and disregard for human life in Iraq and Afghanistan. He said he didn't think that the information would harm the U.S. He was arrested in Iraq 3 years ago. So he admitted to sending all the material to WikiLeaks, and he pleaded guilty to charges that would send him to prison for at least 20 years. But the military and the Obama administration said, no, 2 decades, that's not enough. We're going to go after a charge of aiding the enemy so that we can put this sucker away for life and use him as a shining example of what not to do. It is absolutely, and I'm surprised it's not getting more play, except for that we have so many other scandals coming out of D.C. that are screaming, follow me, follow me. That, to me, this is one of the biggest things going, because what happens here is really huge. Does the administration play their card? Do they get to win on this one? Should he really go for life? Is 20 years enough? The trial on the most serious charge, where it hinges, is what ultimately this led to, meaning the charge of aiding the enemy. That's the life sentence. Did he aid the enemy with dumping out all of the documents? So I thought it was interesting what Morrow had to say. And you remember in February, Manning told the military judge that he leaked the material because of that bloodlust I just told you about that he keeps sticking to, that he thought that, you know, we needed to have this out there. We need to have a debate on the military and foreign policy. So that's why I did it. That's why I did it. So prosecutors didn't move forward with the court-martial on the charges of the Espionage Act, the violations of the Espionage Act and Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. They didn't do that because they had that in their back pocket. They could have just gone for the jugular then, and they didn't do it. Manning has a lot of supporters. I'm sure many people on the same network that I'm on who say he's a whistleblower hero. He's a stud. He's a political prisoner. Or is he a traitor? Is he a traitor? There's a lot of demonstrators. At the gate at Fort Meade, where this is all happening, screaming, holding signs, free Bradley Manning, protect the truth. What do you want? When do you want it? Now. I say he gets life. I think he's going to get life. Really, honestly, I do. I mean, you know, you can make arguments about other things that have happened and other people who have should have been slapped with handcuffs and put away for longer than they've been put away for things that they've done that you could say would be walking down the same path as Manning. But nothing document-wise like the amount that we're talking about there. Nothing like that. So I think for sure Manning should get nailed for this. I do. And as I mentioned, I know a lot of people think he's a great whistleblowing hero, but I don't know. Somewhere you got to draw that line. Where is the line? Where is the line? When we say bloodlust, of course, part of what's happening is how many people were collateral damage, what was happening in the field, how many people in Iraq, how many people in Afghanistan have lost their lives, and you know, what are the things that the government doesn't want to get out and whatnot. I think they were shocked when the information came out. Some of it was twisted in the wrong direction. Some of it was horrendous, of course. But without a doubt to me, he wore the uniform. So I agree with the statement about the arrogance. What makes him think, Captain Joe was right, what makes him think, as a young soldier, let me just do this. Let me just dump all this out here. Let's give it to Julian Smug Assange. Let him pump it out. And let's get all that info out there, because I'm going to show just how sick the military is that I'm part of, by the way, and the oath that I swore. And, you know, so that's a traitor to me. This didn't happen. It was like he collected documents. I don't know how it would feel then, but let's say he took documents, then did his service and got out of the military and then revealed what happened. Said, okay, here's some of the stuff that I uncovered, blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, this was a bit of a blow for the administration, without a doubt. But I don't think what he did should be in any way, shape, or form applauded. So I'm gonna disagree with all of you who think he was just a hero for what he did. When I started the show, I said liars, spies, and swabs. So were you curious about what I meant when I said swabs? Big decision with the Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court says cops can now take DNA samples when they arrest somebody. Well, for a criminal situation. That means if you've been arrested, you haven't been charged. You've been arrested, you've been charged, but you haven't been convicted of a crime. That's what will happen. Now there's another step. So you get your pretty picture, your mugshot, you get your fingerprints, and then you get the DNA sample. Because what they're ruling is, and Justice Anthony Kennedy said the taking of the DNA sample is similar to taking a fingerprint. It's similar to taking a fingerprint. So that's where we're headed now. I think this is a interesting privacy struggle. And is it better because then you've got it there, someone's kidnapping, rape, murder, what else would be on that? Attempted murder. Think about the various kinds of crimes that we're talking about. So criminally we're talking about. Then it would have it. There would be no question. We'd have to go back. They'd have those samples. It leaves the door open, though, for more collection by your law enforcement types. That can be dangerous. That can step on your privacy. We're checking the mail next.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause, baby, won't you look at you now?
Down the path of liars, spies, and swabs, many of you sounded off on those very topics. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So Joe says in Illinois, I think Bradley Manning is getting a raw deal. 20 years was 20 years just fine. Why do they have to put this guy in a place where he may get a life sentence? I'll never understand the government. They know they did some heinous things in Iraq and Afghanistan. Sure, maybe he shouldn't have dumped all those documents. Maybe he was a little bit cocky. But life in prison for Bradley Manning seems a little bit harsh to me, Ms. Delaney. What say you? Well, if you were listening to me, I've said I think he should get life in prison. I think that Captain Joe Mora, the guy who testified, if you will, at this court-martial, was right when he said, you know, he's endangered the U.S., aided the enemy, all that stuff that he downloaded and sent out there. I mean, come on, give me a break. He's not a whistleblower. He's not a hero in this case. think of what he was doing and think of being in the military. And when you step into the military role, am I saying that something that's heinous and wrong shouldn't be reported? Of course not. In the case of ripping off a bunch of documents, thinking you're a hero, and dumping them WikiLeaks, give me a break. I think it was stupid on his part, and I think Julian Assange egged him on eventually after the first time and wanted as much as possible. State Department cables, assessments of the people who were terror suspects that were captives, the prisoner interrogation videos, evaluations of foreign allies, which was brutal when there was something that was read about Saudi Arabia. So it was absolutely blowing the lid off of classified, secret, whatever you want to call them, government documents. And he started helping WikiLeaks after he was deployed in November of 2009. The first thing he sent was a password-protected video of a U.S. bomb strike that hit people. Less than 2 months later, he had more that he was sending. So he was egged on, I think, to get as much as he could. They're saying that, oh, no, he had no direction from WikiLeaks, but I don't think so. I think he, like I said, I think he was egged on, and now he's paying the price for it. So it's convenient for Assange to say, oh, the government is wrong, and they're going after him and the United States government, and, you know, he's the scapegoat. He's really should be hailed as a hero and, you know, whatever. All right, let's go to this one. This one from Gene K. Bradley Manning is absolutely a number one in my book. All of you neocons want to crucify this kid. I think he had big ones. I think the fact that he was able to get the classified material shows you how weak and how lame the government is about people putting in charge of documents perhaps they shouldn't have access to. So good for him that he read it, he was horrified, and he sent it over to WikiLeaks. Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you there, but everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I know there are a lot of people that think this was the right thing to do, that the government is doing horrific things behind our backs, and these are some of the things that we need to know about what was happening in war situations. Some people even want to compare it to Benghazi, which I say is a non-starter. You can't compare it to Benghazi, which I believe the State Department bungled, tried to cover up, and people should answer for that. 855-266-5283, by the way, if you want to throw in the middle of the mailbag segment. All right, this one from Jake, listening to us in Austin, Texas. Hey, Kate Delaney, haven't actually been able to catch the show too much, just a little bit here and there. After the holiday, I took a little vacay on my own. However, I did see this coming out today, 5-4, Supreme Court rules, cops can take DNA samples when they book people for serious crimes. So they basically upheld a Maryland law and opened the door, kicked it wide open for more of a collection of DNA samples by cops and other law enforcement types. I'm going to say I think that this is just a little bit too close for my taste to stepping over the privacy line, although I'm not 100% against the decision. It's one of those gray ones for me. It's a little bit gray. I'm worried that it will become a tool that will be used in the wrong direction. Well, DNA is a tricky thing. I worry about the privacy thing, too. I'm like you. I'm in that gray area. I don't think the decision was great, 5-4, because in one way it's great. In one way it's good because you've got now this evidence that can slam the book shut on somebody a lot faster when you know you have them dead to rights, right? But what about the people that get stuck in between who get picked up for something they didn't do and they go through the DNA sample and then that's they're on file, and you think about it, and that's a violation of, I don't know, isn't it a violation of the Fourth Amendment, I'm thinking, isn't it, right? So I think you can go either way on this. This is specifically what the case was. The decision reinstates Alonzo J. King Jr.'s conviction in a 2003 rape in Salisbury in Maryland. He was connected to the crime after a DNA sample was taken that followed an unrelated 2009 arrest for assault. So see, that's what happened. They got the DNA sample, and here's one of these examples of, oh, DNA sample, boom. Look at the time between 2003 and 2009. And there is no doubt the DNA has been big in solving cold cases. Very, very big. How many cases have been overturned? How many things have been turned around? How many people have been caught? But the problem is, how far do you go with this? That's a great example. But what happens when it's in the other direction? There were definitely dissenters. What about the Fourth Amendment? What about the right of the people to be secure in their houses, papers, their effects, all that kind of stuff, against unreasonable searches and seizures? So it was a split. It was a split. I guess that's not a surprise that we would be split on this one. So, what kind of evidence are we talking about? Let's hope that we don't have a lot of bungled mistakes with this one. You know, justifying the use of DNA as an identification tool. Predictable that you can see things that will be taken in the wrong direction also. And then what if you had a national DNA database? So if you're arrested and it's a wrong arrest for whatever reason, you know, there you go. It's in the system. And there's just something, I don't know, creepy about that. Let's go to another one here. This one is from Scott, who says, Kate, kind of feeling a little bit mixed about the whole DNA thing. Wow, two in a row talking about gray or mix. So Scott goes on to say, you know, I see these rape cases and maybe I'm watching too much TV, but sometimes when I'm crashed on the couch, I'll turn on a Dateline or 2020 or some other show, and they're always showing you this cute woman who's had her life ruined. And the reason is because they could never find the person who raped her, almost killed her. And then the case somehow is reopened, or there's a push, or somebody's arrested. And then the DNA ties them to that crime as well. And voila, you have a suspect. You have somebody who gets convicted for something else, and satisfaction for the person who was wronged. Well, you know, see, here's the thing. There's a million stories, right? So for every positive thing we can say about now this ruling, we can also look at some other things that will make us feel like this is not a good ruling. The privacy thing to me is just right there. Somebody in custody, DNA samples in one way would make sure that somebody who's super dangerous, who they've got with this DNA sample, doesn't get bail. They don't get bail. So that would be a positive thing. But then on the other side, somebody who is falsely accused, arrested, looks good for it, and just simply is not for whatever reason, and this could be stretched in a much different direction. Much different direction. All right, here's one from Jody, who says, Hi, America. Tonight, got to tell you, I am jonesing for some football. I've been making myself watch the NBA, but I'm not a fan. I think it's boring. I think I could wait till the last couple of minutes and see whether or not this game was even worth watching at the very tail end of a game, because so often it's either a blowout or edge of your seat, but the edge of your seat stuff only happens in the fourth quarter. Maybe I just don't get hoops. I was never into hoops except for college basketball. So I'm glad we're at the tail end of another NBA season. Bring on the NFL. And we still have some time before the NFL comes back in, but we're in June. We're already in the beginning of June, so you think preseason, you think the games that will kick things off in August and training camps in July. So we are closer. We're probably 7 weeks outside of training camp, and that's pretty good. We'll be back into the thick of it again, talking about the NFL matchups and all that kind of stuff when we do Nail the Score. We can count on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
NBA ended up with Heat blowing out the Pacers, 99-76 the final score. Goodbye, Indiana. Congratulations on a good season, but you're staying home, and the Heat rolls on. LeBron James with 32 points. There's a couple of numbers for you. So they're back in the finals again. They'll meet the San Antonio Spurs. Meanwhile, I got to throw in another sports moment here, don't I? What is going on? The Bruins routed the Penguins 6-1 in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals on Monday night. What is going on with the Penguins? They're going to have to shake it up something fierce to try to get back into this thing, and it's pretty tough. All right, not that you care, but since we're on the thing with numbers, it makes sense to tell you the Tiger roars again. Remember when Tiger Woods got into all of those problems when it turned out that he was fooling around with, I don't know, a gazillion woman or 15 or however many it was, and he was stripped of so many endorsement deals? Nike is back in the picture. Yep. How about that? They're close to a deal that would keep him as the highest paid golfer in the world. So that means they're willing to pay him some pretty big money to stay with the swoosh. Could be $20 million, could be $40 million annually. Nobody knows except for the agent what the exact number is, but it's got to be pretty high. All the speculation is out there, and you think of the amount of tournament wins that he's had, and you knew they were going to come back. You knew others were going to come back too as well, the ones that jumped off the bandwagon anyway. So they were going to renew, and that's the idea with the whole Nike thing. Deacon Jones, who I had a chance to meet once when I lived in California, somebody introduced him to me, and we had a nice conversation. Pro Football Hall of Famer, considered by lots of people to be one of the greatest defensive ends of all time, dead at the age of 74. They say he passed from natural causes. Remember, he was part of the Fearsome Foursome, the Secretary of Defense. That was his nickname. And then a lot of people say he was one of the best defensive players of all time. He spent time with a couple of different teams. He was drafted by the Rams in 1961. So he spent most of the career there. But he also was with the Chargers, too, for a short time. He played for the Redskins, too, and was there for like a year, two seasons. He played for George Allen in his final season in 1974. So the great Deacon Jones, dead at the age of 74 years old. All right, let's move on to a couple of other things here in this segment called We Can Count as we are heading for the exits of this hour. The woman who created, she didn't create, but she was in the center, one of the women in the center of the Petraeus scandal, which General Petraeus turned the leader of the CIA, ultimately now has gone on to another career on Wall Street, while Jill Kelly, the socialite Florida woman from Tampa, has decided that she's going to go after the FBI. She filed a lawsuit on Monday claiming the FBI and the Department of Defense violated her privacy by failing to keep information about her role in the investigation confidential. Doesn't she know that the government is leaking? Remember, this happened in May of 2012. That's when she was getting blackmail and extortion threats from an unknown person, jealous about her relationship with General Petraeus, and that all unfolded. And we know that that was the biographer Paula Broadwell, who had an affair with the four-star general, and then that just blew the lid off of everything. Petraeus resigned from his spot as the CIA director last November, and, of course, just days after that, Kelly's name was leaked to the media. And there were questions then, too, about her relationship with another general, General Allen. And the 38-year-old mother says that she was victimized and re-victimized a couple of different times, so we'll see how far the lawsuit we'll see how far that lawsuit goes. How about a Florida bouncer, since we're in the Sunshine State? Story about a Florida bouncer accused of killing three people in humiliation over being punked. Ooh, boy, some people have no sense of humor. That is sad. Yep, what happened was a bouncer at this nightclub shot and killed three other bouncers after they video pranked him. 31-year-old Andrew Loban was held without bond on those first-degree murder charges after he admitted to shooting the men after midnight at a bar in a big complex in Ocala. It's about 50 miles south of Gainesville. So they were all working together, and they were laughing and teasing him over an embarrassing video stream that they had recorded and shared with other people. And, you know, what happened was on the video, he was misfiring his gun at a shooting range. And I guess they just kept taunting him, harassing him about the gun. And then that was it. He had enough, and he lost his temper and Now he's going to go down in a very big way. You know, you never know when you're going to trip someone's trigger, and this was a case of they're just jacking with him too much, and he obviously had some serious problems. This is a crazy story, too. A Texas man was stung to death after he drove his tractor into a pile of wood that had a hive of 40,000 killer bees. Imagine confronting 40,000 killer bees. Every inch of exposed skin was covered with stings on the body of 62-year-old Larry Goodwin from Moody, Texas. Thousands and thousands and thousands on arms and legs and, you know, everything else. So the Africanized honeybees swarmed him, and that was it. The hive had 22 honeycombs, and it was harboring, they believe, the 40,000. So a woman and her daughter tried to help him, but they were stung also about 100 times. Sad story here. The Africanized honeybees are pretty aggressive. It's a hybrid. I saw a 60 Minutes show on this one time of African honeybees and Western honeybees. And people were worried about this for a long time because they had problems in other countries with the killer bees. And that, I mean, that's why they came up with the whole nickname killer bees. So I don't know what the numbers are. I saw a story that showed that about a dozen people have been killed by killer bees in the United States in the last dozen years or so. So, I mean, this is pretty sad stuff. I mean, what a way to go, just the bee stings, and not to be able to get up, and nobody to really help this guy. And they now in Texas, I guess there's a big honeybee business or killer bee business, and has led to a couple of different incidents where some people have survived the stings, but not at the amount where he was swarmed by that many. Because he hit their, you know, he hit their hideaway. Once he did that, so that was it. So the woman, by the way, that was trying to help him is in serious condition, and he died after all those bee stings. Sad for the family. It'd be a rough thing to get that, I think, to get that phone call for sure. All right, we're going to end on this note. It's so fun to kick the three dreaded letters. The IRS spent, in case you haven't heard, $50 million on conferences, and while everything's being investigated, this was revealed, yes indeed, including the fact that they did this one, they shouldn't have done this one, this California vacation is what it turned into. In 2010, they spent $4 million in Anaheim, California for the conference. Some people stayed in rooms that cost $1,500 to $3,500 a night. We're paying for that. They paid collectively $135,000 to speakers, including $17,000 for a lecture on leadership through art. Ooh, it's easy to scrutinize that, isn't it? Oh, man.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.